President has arrived in Tamale to cut the sod for the upgrading and expansion of the Tamale Airport into an international one. We are joined on the line by the spokesman of the President, Ben Duchi Malo. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on your program.
Well, thank you very much, too, for joining us. Well, what more can you tell us about the President going there to cut the sod? What does it mean to the people of Tamale and the people of Ghana? What should it mean to them?
I think this is significant in many ways. Point number one, extending Tamale Airport and internationalizing it will take quite an amount of pressure away from Accra to serve the northern part of our nation. Number two, this extension or internalization of the airport will boost several sectors, including the economy, agriculture, and tourism, because, for example, the people are growing flowers here in Tamale. It means that they can get direct international flights and be able to market these things without them perishing. The third thing to mention is our brothers and sisters here in the north who undertook the pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia do not and will not have to travel down to Accra in order to connect flights internationally. They can fly directly from here to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. So the implications are huge. And also this underscores the fact that Tamale Airport increasingly over the last 4 or 5 years is growing in terms of the number of aircraft, the number of passengers, and also can serve as a boost in terms of neighboring West African nations, landlocked nations, which can use Tamale as a hub for major economic activities.
Now, what else is the President expected to do after cutting the sod for the construction of the airport?
There are a number of other activities that the President will be undertaking over here in Tamale. In fact, we've just arrived. We've been met by a throng of hundreds of people leading into town. And the three other activities that will be happening, there is a Tamale affordable housing project that the Tamale Municipal Assembly has initiated and they are undertaking. The President will inspect the work going on this very important project. There is a housing deficit which the President is trying very hard to galvanize support to address. There is also the Abo Abo market for Shearnut Bata and other activities. There is the commencement of work. The President will be doing that here in Tamale. And also, there is a rural electrification project that the President will switch the light on for a number of communities in Kotingle, here in Tamale. So those are the other activities that will be taking place as the President has arrived here in Tamale today.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for your time. We'll be following the President closely as our correspondent is over there with the President. Thank you very much for your time.